League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Listen, are you serious?
No.
Are you going to dab to that? No one's afraid of you anymore.
Yeah, I'll fool you anyway.
He got me again.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
What you say?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
What you did, what you said.
What, why does he did three different songs here. What is... And he... shut up, Frank.
You're upset that he points out something you do?
I don't do that.
So, you know, this is the song that they play, like, at Longhorn games. I think this is the one in the fourth quarter where they all turn their lights on. And I think they do it at Texas game, too. I think they do it at Texans games, too, in the fourth quarter. I can't believe you don't know this Journey song.
I never heard of it.
That must have been during your dark years, like Gilbert has, where you didn't hear any music, you didn't see anything, you just were doing terrible stuff.
They play this at games?
Yeah, turn it up. I'm pretty sure this is the song.
Wait a minute. Why would they do a Longhorn about South Detroit in Austin?
Oh, it's just a lonely boy. I don't know. It's not about Detroit. It's not like your Baton Rouge song. That's what you're going off of.
Baton Rouge! Baton Rouge! Call it Baton Rouge.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks.
Okay, it's Garth Brooks. It's not Journey.
That's fine. Journey's bigger than Garth
Brooks. Oh, is it? Is it? Because
Journey was really, really big. I don't think they're bigger than Garth
Brooks. Is this Steve Perry or the other guy?
No, you know Steve Perry then.
Yeah, but I never heard the song.
How do you not know this song if you're Steve Perry? How did you not slow dance in a middle school dance and try to... Oh, it's 8:05.
No, kid's on their way. Yeah. I didn't try to do anything in a middle school dance with Laura Bingenheimer.
Yeah, no one believes that first part. No one believes you didn't try anything.
Oh, I played that video, that sound of you guys talking about the time I met my wife. I played it for her.
Oh, what did she think?
She's like, I don't know, they're probably right.
You told the story, of course.
They're probably right.
Of course we're right. She knows you. We know you. You didn't look at her and go, I'm going to marry her.
I want to marry her. That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
No, I'm sure you at some point.
That's the verb I use.
In the near future said
it.
That because obviously it happened.
That's what I said. But the first time I met her, I'm going to marry her.
You're not a contestant on a reality show when those nerds say that to sell their agenda.
What if we had one called Evil Bachelor?
I'm watching Love is Blind
right
now.
Instead of Golden Bachelor, what about Evil Bachelor?
Where John is the bachelor?
Yes.
Back in the day?
No, we're not doing Evil Bachelor.
He's gaslighting every woman he meets.
Did you guys see Tiger?
Turn around. You want the rose? Turn around.
What you say? Hey, what you
spin?
Hey, you come empty-handed. Where's my sandwich?
I don't know.
Oh my God! Did you see the woman on the stand yesterday?
Yeah, we.
She said, "Oh yeah." He said, "The only thing I need from a woman is how to make a sandwich."
That's how we got tagged into that. Like, oh
God, I don't need to be a part of that. Did you guys see Tiger shank hit the shank yesterday?
I thought that was shank. Wow, was that terrible.
He said he had a back spasm.
Well, he had to have something.
No, he just shanked it. Tiger shank it all the time.
No.
You see pro golfers
do that.
Yeah.
I've done that on a driving range.
No, pro golfers
don't see pro golfers do that, do you?
Yes.
Then I don't want you to tell me that I couldn't potentially take a skin off a pro golfer.
No, you could. You could get a birdie sometimes and he didn't birdie. You could.
I don't play anymore.
I mean, in eight, not 18, maybe in, over like 2 years, you could do it.
Maybe on a par three?
Why? You could, yeah, or a par four. I mean, if you hit a
but
good
shot. So
you
long,
might hit a
though.
Good shot if you play for 2 years against him.
No, I could hit it, but he's going to be longer than me off the tee.
But you might hit a good shot.
I can't believe you're letting me say that out loud.
No, no, no.
You're actually saying
in golf, you actually could. You might hit a miraculous shot.
Could you beat a pro golfer over three holes?
No. Well, no, probably no. No, no, no. No, one hole I could. At one hole out of 18,
that's why I
beat him
three.
Because I might birdie it and he might not.
Are you bold enough to say you could beat a pro golfer?
No,
over three?
I would not.
No,
no
pro?
No pro.
Not the.
No,
not,
dude, they're so good.
Not
they're
the 285th?
So they're so good.
You have no confidence.
I
sit next to a man with no confidence.
No, you just can't. You just
you gotta
don't.
Just say yes. And if you believe no. it, you can achieve it.
Yeah. Thanks. Anyway, Tiger shanked yesterday and he shot one over and it wasn't a bad round. He was under par for most of the round. For those of you that care. Patrick Cantlay with the lead, by the way, at Riviera. Nice. Keith wants to talk about Ryan Pressly and Josh Hader. What up, Keith?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Just want to give a shout-out to Lance. He followed me back on Twitter. I assume John and Dell are coming up shortly behind him.
I already did.
Quick PSA.
Don't
quick
assume.
PSA, Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer's on Peacock today, streaming for free. No longer have to rent that movie. You can watch that tonight. Football season's over. And a quick comparison, Ryan Pressly, Josh Hader. Ryan Pressly has 108 career saves. Josh Hader has 165 career saves. So just right there, simple binary comparison. Josh Hader's the closer. Very easy.
I was going to say this.
I don't like to use
binary. I think Keith brings good. It just means two. It just
yeah,
means
you'll be
two.
Okay, John.
Straight line.
Don't like, don't two straight lines.
One or the other.
I don't. When somebody says non-binary, it's a.
Yeah,
it's a, this is not a
I'm
binary
an
decision.
Okay.
It's
not
an A or B decision. It's not an A or B decision. It's used a lot of times in coding. Yeah. And anyway, I think that is good. Like Keith telling you, that is helpful information. Hey, Oppenheimer's on this streaming platform now.
By the way,
this is
I watched
Barbie's on a platform. May December's on a platform.
I watched Anatomy of a Fall. Last night?
Anatomy of a Fall.
It's up for Best Picture this year.
What is it?
It's about a woman in Germany. It's German.
Oh,
French.
I've seen it. It's a. Well,
it
I haven't seen it. I've seen the trailer.
You
for
saw it?
It? No, I've seen the trailer. I haven't
oh,
seen
you
it.
Seen
is
the
it
trailer.
Foreign or
yeah.
documentary?
I'm
going to
tell you this.
Foreign.
I'm not going to tell you because I don't. Because there's spoiler alerts. I just want to tell you the dog is the best acting dog I've ever seen.
Oh, look at that.
Best.
Better than Air Bud?
Better than Air Bud. The most
Old Yeller?
Convincing acting I've ever seen from a dog.
Old Yeller?
If old well
Turner and Hooch? What about Hooch?
Better than Turner. I don't remember Turner. That's
sloppy mouth.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
Back when Tom Hanks used to just kind of goof around.
Yeah, when he was wearing dresses.
Well, shortly. It was after
that. Yeah,
better
was that,
than,
right, right.
Better than Lady and or Tramp?
Well, that's animated.
Says you.
Tramp was
put on a good performance.
He
though.
Did. He did, but that's animated. You can't don't count. I mean, in a real dog. Acting by a real dog. It's the best acting. And you will.
Even the dogs from Homeward Bound?
By
even
John Wick.
The dogs from Homeward Bound.
What about John Wick?
Did he kill the dog?
It was short.
One of the dogs died.
Scene, yeah.
Yeah, see?
But the dog that was at the end of the movie, whatever.
Is it a good movie?
It's good.
If yeah. I'm not watching it for a dog.
She's going to win Best Actress.
The movie is about a
Sandra Hüller or something like that.
It's a movie. Right, the trailer tells you it's a movie about a death, and you and the yes. and the kid's a witness, and they have to determine.
Yeah, he's a witness, except he's blind.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah, but and it's her son. It's
yes.
her son. But she's going to win Best Actress. Dog should win Best Dog Performance.
Well, I don't know if they have that category yet.
Well, they should. I mean.
Dog win best dog performance.
Yes, best performance.
I told you, make sure you watch Society of the Snow.
Do what?
Society of the Snow.
Oh, yeah, where they eat people?
Well, no. It was a true story about something that happened in 1972.
Well, that's an old story.
This movie is maybe the best movie I saw this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Better than Oppenheimer? Better than Barbie?
Yeah. Oppenheimer, the four-hour movie?
Yeah, right.
Yes, better than Barbie.
By the way, get ready for 2.5 hours of Anatomy of a Fall.
That doesn't bother me. Once again, I will go three straight episodes of a TV show and not blink, or of a series and not blink. Yeah. I recognize that you can't just be
a little baby and say, this movie too long. If it were broken up into multiple episodes that I could binge at the same time.
No, I get that.
What is wrong with you?
But there were, it was, they could have probably cut down some of the courtroom. But anyway. Yeah, I can't tell you anything else other than watch the dog. And the kid was pretty good, too. The acting's good. The acting's
okay,
good.
Okay, if it's nominated for an Oscar, I'll check it out. But actually, a lot of these Oscar-nominated movies about, are on streaming
platforms.
How about
it's now. In March this year? The Academy Awards.
Is it?
Yes.
Because leap year? Good. March 10th. Because
no, it's not.
No, because I've always been jammed up in the at the Combine when it's on.
Yeah.
No, usually it's February. It's during Combine. It's late February. So they moved it. It's not January. It's late February.
It used to be January.
No, well, then maybe a long, long time ago. But remember, I went to Oscar parties forever. It's always been in February.
Oh, okay.
And it always coincides
well, now
with
it's March 10th.
It almost always coincides with the...
Well,
with,
it was March last year, too. March 12th.
March 12th last year?
Yeah.
March
27th and 2022. I think they've moved it to March.
They're waiting for Combine to
They don't
end.
Want to go up against Combine. It makes sense.
In 2021, it was in April.
What?
No.
That was probably...
Well, that was because of late COVID. Releases. That was COVID.
Yeah, but it's been
it's
in,
always been in February.
Well, not the last
until
3 years.
Recently.
Yeah.
Right, but
and then March. Until COVID. You know, this year's a leap year. You know, we got 29 days, right?
Oh, thank God. Another day of... That'll be another day of sobriety.
Not that it matters, but...
Yeah, it's an extra day of sobriety.
Well, you have a certain amount of time.
Oh, no, that's true. It's still 47 days. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Okay.
For not adding another day of sobriety.
Quick, I'll do this on the other side. Yeah. Want to get to Caitlin Clark had 49 points, 14 assists. She broke the women's all-time record on a 30-foot.
Do you know what Art's going to say about that?
You know, I don't care. I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to bring up the women's basketball game.
Oh,
but
God.
Not like that. I want to talk about structure versus men's college and some changes we'd like to see with sports.
Okay.
So something very general that we could maybe talk about in June and July also.
Okay.
And then we also need to hit a Rushmore. Of women's basketball, the Rushmore of women's basketball.
The best women's basketball players of all time?
Yep, we haven't hit that yet. Don't spoil it. Just wait until we come back.
John, how long is your list? Can you get to three?
Yes.
But you need four.
Can you get to four?
Yes, I can get to four. Right.
I'm actually intrigued by this.
Trust me. No, we're not actually going to do the Rushmore thing, are we?
Oh, really? Oh, we're not?
We're not?
Who's on line one?
Gilbert.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
what
do you choose? Talk about death.
Rushmore or Gilbert?
Gilbert.
Yes. Oh, every day.
Gilbert, ooh, man.
I want to talk about Chastain Ford. That's what I want to talk about. 1.9% financing for 72 months on all 2023 F-150s. Listen, the 2023 F-150s, brand new truck, but you get 72 months, 6 years to pay it off at 1.9% financing. When you think about how much what your money is doing, okay, 1.9% financing right now is ridiculous. Ridiculously low. This is just a great investment. Now, you get 6 years, how low your payments are going to be, and then you're going to get that F-150 the way that you want it. This is truck month. And not on top of the 1.9% financing, you're going to get exclusive discounts. And here's the thing about Chastain Ford is all of the rebates from truck month, all of the discounts that they've got, you're going to actually get. The other dealerships will hold them back. They'll say, 1.9, come on in. But then the truck is going to be how much more expensive? And then, oh, by the way, what they're going to try to do is add on all kinds of different stuff. By the time it's all said and done, you are really, literally going to be spending $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 more at another dealership than you would at Chastain Ford. Chastain Ford is going to make you the priority. Chastain Ford is going to make sure that you get that deal, that every single thing that Ford is offering, they're going to get to you. All at ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown, or you can do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5, you've chosen wisely.
Hell yeah.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, 820 on ESPN 97.5. Let's do Gilbert instead of you talking about women's college basketball. I mean, honestly. I mean, do you want to keep any listeners?
No, I was going to ask is...
What?
Why, in all honesty, first of all, congratulations to Caitlin Clark. I think she's an incredible player. I think she's must-watch TV and... I say this with all seriousness. Like, I enjoy watching her play basketball. She is fantastic.
She's great. No,
she's really, really talented. I'm legitimately thinking about catching a flight somewhere and bringing my daughter to go watch her in the NCAA, in the women's tournament. I got to see what the time frame is for everything.
Yeah.
But if I could take her, because it'll be easier
and
to get there.
And those are the easiest tickets to get.
It'll be easier to get there than, trust me, the Iowa stuff was impossible.
Yeah.
Flying in and going to see a game, I think my daughter would love that. I think it's, you know, I'm just a good dad, and I'm a girl
dad.
Do the
women play the early games at home? No.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Oh,
Iowa's likely going to host the regional.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to cost a fortune. Never mind. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, right.
At least the first weekend, you might have to wait for them to get
when
to the second
weekend.
When they
go to a neutral site,
but even that's going to be that's going to be heavy. I think it's going to be heavy duty. You'd be surprised. Road games for Iowa basketball?
Wait till she's
way higher than I was expecting.
Wait till she's playing for Indiana, and you go up and see Ballard, and you take her to a game, to a WNBA game.
Indiana?
She's going
to
play.
Projected to be drafted by the Fever.
Oh. Yeah. No. Indiana's not the Fever.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah, Fever, and then Mercury, yeah.
Yes.
I get all my WNBA teams mixed up.
Do you? Name, okay.
Oh, no.
Name.
I thought we were going to
lose your Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Basketball.
No.
Aces.
Okay, name more.
Liberty.
Okay, more.
Mercury.
You said that already?
No, Mercury, Fever, Aces.
Go on.
The, what you call it, the Liberty.
Okay.
The Sun, Mohegan Sun,
mm-hmm.
Connecticut team. The Wasps.
No.
The
you mean like rich hoity-toity or
yeah,
like
no. Right, right.
Or
that's the River Oaks.
The Jackets, the Yellow Jackets.
No,
yeah.
That's the River Oaks Wasps.
Also the Wolves.
No.
No, that's
no Wolves.
No, that's an NBA team.
T-Wolves.
Minnesota does have a team, and it is
the Wolf. Fever.
No,
that's
the
Lynx.
Oh, the Wild.
The Lynx.
That's
the Lynx.
Hockey.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Wild is a hockey team. You don't know nothing about women's sports.
I just named five teams.
All right, the Mount Rushmore of women's
Easy.
Basketball?
Caitlin Clark, Cheryl Miller.
We were talking to Gilbert.
Caitlin Clark, Cheryl Miller, Cheryl Swoops, and Cynthia Cooper. Boom. It's over.
Tina Thompson.
You just named a lot of Comets.
So? All, you mean multiple-time world
teams? Four-time.
Yeah.
You didn't even name Taurasi or Sue Bird or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Sue Bird's probably in there.
Taurasi's definitely there. Sue Bird's there. Elena Deladon.
She's 34. You know how I was.
I know Brittany Griner ain't there. She was on the team and they're in last place.
No, Brittany Griner's probably on there.
Women's Mount Rushmore?
She won college championships, pro championships. She did time in a Russian prison.
She's not.
Look at everything she. Women's championship, men's championship. I mean,
she didn't win a men's championship.
Women's championship, pro championship.
Cheryl Miller.
Time in a prison.
Brittany Griner ain't.
Has dunked multiple times. Brittany Griner is in there.
She's
probably.
Not. She's not.
No. Like, is she one of the all-time scorers?
No.
No.
Well, she missed the whole season from being in prison.
Well, yes, but
that
still.
Hurt. No, that
wouldn't
hurt.
That wouldn't have helped, but still.
My guess is it's like Cheryl Miller, Taurasi. And Sue Bird, and you can't say
Caitlin Clark.
She's never played pro basketball.
Who?
Caitlin Clark.
No, she's still.
You can't put her in there yet.
Caitlin Clark. No, she's in there for me. Well, Dawn Staley, too. She was a great player.
And there's all kinds even a better coach.
Yeah. Let's get Gilbert in here. He's going to bring the show up.
Well,
what
we're
up,
a good
Gilbert?
Show. I mean, we are a good show.
Hey, Gilbert. Oh, see.
Gilbert. If I hang up, you're not getting John's. Hey, Siri. Oh, not my.
Alexa.
Oh, yeah, Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play Heidi Ho Princess. See if he's got us on speaker. Hey, Alexa. No, we're not on speaker. God, that'd be great if I could have just made his Alexa turn on.
Oh, that would be.
Flipped out. Turn off, Alexa. Turn off. All right, that's it. He's had his
That's
choice.
All. He's done.
And he wanted to talk about Kansas City anyway.
Hey,
On a serious note, so you see it's 23 people. It's one woman dead. You know, she was a radio DJ. Did you know that? For the Tejano station?
Yep.
42 years old, mother of two or three kids. Eight of the people shot were between 8 and 47 years old. There are multiple kids under the age of 16 who were shot. I don't know if you saw the gun that they had. This was a dispute of some sort. Did you see the gun, the semi-automatic that they pulled off the ground when they tackled the guy? These are the two of the people. So they've had a few. They questioned 10 people, I think. There have been four people, originally three or four detained. Only two are detained now, two, maybe three. And there's three, and two of them are juveniles. Dude, juveniles are shooting up, allegedly, shooting indiscriminately and hitting people all over the place like, man.
Yeah, over a dispute. Like, yeah. Terming it like a and personal course, thing that led to, obviously,
and of course, when you're young, your decision-making.
No, that's different.
But
that's
the fact...
We're not blaming this on youth.
No. Well, no, that's what I'm... No, the fact that youth now have their hands on guns en masse. You've seen the Chicago school stuff.
Oh, I've seen the Chicago school you saw with that backpack was the most, with all the guns.
That was... And everyone was point... Like, it is terrifying to see how many... And what little regard for anyone's life or just the idea of how valuable life is. It is just horrible. Anyone who thinks that this is going to end quickly mm-mm. is crazy.
No.
Which I don't think anyone. I don't know who I'm talking to. So there's no way that anyone thinks that.
People?
But man, this is, you know, this is the second time in how long we had a shooting at, was it the Rangers championship? Or there was recently
one.
There was a
shooting at the Rangers, I mean, and there was another one too at a recent celebration of the title.
A recent celebration. There's three. Denver.
Yes.
Basketball. There's shootings like it. This is not an unusual thing now. At a celebratory thing.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh almighty. And now young people, juveniles are just shooting people up. This is insane. This is so disappointing. Really, really disappointing. I know Gilbert wanted to talk about Kansas City, but it just keeps hitting home. I watched Trey Smith talk about when he just snatched up a kid and brought him into a closet. Like, he didn't even know the kid. He didn't see any moms. Just he grabbed him and brought him into a closeted area where they all were, where they were hiding. And then the kid, you know, is just really upset emotionally. Gave him his WWE belt that he had. Was really soothing and calming the kid. And Trey Smith was talking about this. Listen to some of the players and some of the people who were there.
Did
talking
you see
about
Jackson
this.
Mahomes actually help somebody?
Did he?
Yeah.
Good.
Well,
for
he was
him.
Doing a selfie of it while he was.
No,
stopped.
He wasn't.
Stop.
Did he really help or not? Because I don't want to.
Yeah.
You can't try
is
to
any
get
of
one
what
off
you said
here.
True? Is any of what you said true?
I'm not sure.
No, it's not.
No. Okay. Actually, I did see a headline where Jackson Mahomes actually, but it was. I think he was holding a camera while he was doing it.
Stop, John.
I don't know. Did you see this video? You see, this woman is putting a fake rein on a horse and then pulling him like she's holding the string, and the horse is following. There's actually a horse in this video. You wouldn't notice it, but there is a horse in there.
You got to stop showing him stuff like this. It leads to the segment where he's talking about
you really
satisfying videos and other stuff. Yeah, you can't do this.
Stuff like that.
Time for me to talk about
it's that muscle memory for the horse.
Yeah, there's a muscle memory. It was actually she's faking like she has a rein on him, and she's pulling the horse,
but
and the horse
also,
is following.
She also got dressed up for the event.
It's hard to notice that there's a horse in it if you want to know the truth.
So the Bucks lost yesterday.
Yeah, but what about Derek DeSola? I want to talk about him and Houston safe and locked. That's what I want to talk about. 713-522-5555. 5555. 713-522-5555. He's the owner. He is going to personally help you. If you need a safe, American Security is the way to go. If you need it, anything that you need with safes, okay? If you need a gun safe, commercial safe, you need a jewelry safe, home and office safe, you need your safe open. You got a lock that you can't open. Perhaps someone, God forbid, somebody died and you got to get into the safe. Well, they can actually do that. They can convert a dial lock to digital. They can change combination lock codes, repairing damaged safes, able to anchor and bolt safes, or you can move your safe to a new location because that's what they do as well. A mover won't do that. A safe is too heavy for them. So a Houston Safe and Lock does it. Two locations, Westheimer and the Beltway, Wirt and I-10. It's called King Safe up there, but the same company. And these guys are just everything about safes. You're going to get your best deal there. They actually have safes on hand. You could see them in the showroom. They have warehouse full of safes, so you're getting a better price because they buy them in bulk. You're looking for a safe? 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's a form of reading.
My brother has his sword, and I have my mind. And a mind needs books like a sword needs a whetstone.
Your morning continues on its steep trail towards greatness. And these are your Sherpas, keeping you on the straight and narrow. John and Lance, live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
We've made listening and watching your favorite sports radio station even easier. We are officially streaming on the ESPN Houston YouTube channel every day. Now you can easily listen and watch anywhere and everywhere. If you listen every day and like us, clicking our YouTube subscribe button makes a big difference to us. It matters. Let us know you're listening. ESPN YouTube, just search it on Google or go to YouTube and type in ESPN Houston and find it that way as well. Live streaming all day. John Lance. Now, Paul Gallant up next.
Okay, so 3013 put out the rankings of the free agents out there this year. Chris Jones is number one. They got Kirk Cousins number two, which, okay, I guess.
Wait,
I
who's number one?
Chris Jones.
Oh, free agents, not free quarterbacks.
Agents.
Okay.
Free agents.
Yeah, obviously.
And they got, okay, so why don't we talk about this more? Josh Allen, number three. I love Josh Allen. I thought Josh Allen
was the
best. They've already
said keeping him.
Well, okay, so Kansas City did too. But as opposed to having, I mean, how about we just get guys to clog the middle, let our linebackers, Cashman and Harris, make plays, and get the two best outside pass rushers.
Okay, so you're looking for everything.
No, just get clogged in the middle. I don't have to have Chris Jones in the middle. I could just get a really big fat guy. Okay.
Tavondre Sweat? Well, DeMeco doesn't come from a school of really big fat guys. If you look at the way that where he comes from and where Nick, although Nick did have, Wilfork was special. But if you look at where, so who has he learned under? He's learned under the San Francisco 49er way and how they draft. His guys are going to be lean mass guys, long arms, powerful. There's a certain body type. This doesn't fit his defensive tackles. I mean, he's had DJ Johnson over there. It's kind of a squatty nose, but he doesn't do big fat guys.
Well,
and he doesn't have it here.
All I need is, but as opposed now, clog the middle. I mean, you're not going to get many. You're not going to have many sacks. It's not going to be Aaron Donald. It's not going to be Chris Jones. That's fine. Madubuike even, he gets a lot of sacks. He'll rush. That's fine. Give me the edge rushers and let these guys take up blocks for Cashman and Harris to make plays.
Okay, then why not just hold on to Grenard? That's who you had.
I'd rather have Josh Allen.
I would too, but they already said, they came out and said he ain't going nowhere. So they are going to franchise him. They've already told everyone, I mean, good luck. If we don't get a deal done with him, he's playing on the tag. So they are going to keep him, and they plan on getting a long-term deal done with him.
Okay, so they got...
He got somebody else?
Josh Allen third, T. Higgins fourth, Christian Wilkins, they got fifth.
Now. Ooh. No, I like Wilkins.
Yeah, I like Wilkins too.
Del, what did you think of Wilkins in Miami? He's an active playmaker. How's he against the run, though?
He's not a big guy.
No, he actually, because of, I guess, contract negotiations, they didn't give him what he wanted before the year because they said they need to see more from him as a pass rusher. He had his career high in sacks. I think he either got two double digits or right around there. The run stuffing kind of took a dip. That might be because being in a different system with a Fangio as opposed to what he had been on the Boyer Flores stuff. He is a good player. He's got a motor, never ending, so you'll never have to worry about effort with him.
Which you'll love.
The money's not going to change him in that regard. I know the preference is to stay in Miami, but they have some salary cap issues. So if you come over the top, there's a chance you can get him.
I'd be interested in him. Mm-hmm. Is he a drain clogger? No, but I don't know that you have to, like, is he better than Rankins? I think he's better than Sheldon Rankins.
He's going to get paid like Sheldon. He is.
I like Sheldon, but Sheldon has a
run vacuum, league-leading 78 positive tackles and a tackle on 22% of the run of his run defense snaps. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially for a guy who's not as big.
Well, but it just shows you he's active.
Yeah. He had 9 sacks from the defensive tackle position.
But that's what I want. I want a guy who swarms. I want an active guy. Christian Wilkins is my new guy at defensive tackle. Since Chris Jones told me he's not going anywhere, and I believe him.
You don't like Matabuike as much, huh?
I like Matabuike fine. I think Matabuike makes...
Aggie!
Where do they have Matabuike?
Next. Sixth.
Sixth. Read what they say about Matabuike.
Matabuike, there might not have been a more significant breakout. Did what he did well. Matabuike was tied for third with 33 quarterback hits, 21st in overall pressures. He has the short area quickness to get up on interior offensive linemen and push the pocket off the snap. 26 years old. There's still room for more development and a lot more time, a lot more good, mm-hmm. good.
So
good
you heard
football.
Nothing but Rush, didn't you?
Yeah.
And Wilkins, so it just depends on what you covet. I love Rush
Wilkins
too.
Did both.
Yeah, he did both last year. He's 28 years old now. A guy who we've heard from here, Anthony Weaver, is the new DC. He had his press conference yesterday. He mentioned Christian Wilkins by name. So the thought is the Dolphins want him back, but like I said, salary cap concerns for them. So and the Texans do have space. Although it's a little more limited than people think, considering they have to sign their own guys. But he's a guy who's looking for a deal, and if you want to pay him, you can get him.
Who will cost more, Brian Burns or Jonathan Greenard?
Burns.
He only had 8 sacks last year.
That's fine. Greenard's only played in Greenard's missed 16 games over his career.
That's true. That's true. Legarius Sneed's out there, number 9.
Legarius is going to be one of the 4 highest paid free agents.
Yeah.
And the problem is, I don't know if they can do Chris Jones and Legarius.
Legarius said something that I'll have for Monday. I haven't cleaned it up yet, but he did an interview, and he is not someone looking to give anyone a discount.
No, Legarius came from La Tech. He ain't playing that.
No.
He wants that cash.
Yeah.
LJ Sneed is going to be, for them to put him 9th on the list, he is going to get paid now. He's going to get a lot.
Antoine Winfield is next. I like Antoine Winfield.
Love Antoine Winfield.
He's a ball hawk.
Ball hawk, high football character guy.
Yep.
Would love. Now, I don't know how Winfield and Petrie look on the same unit, but, man, I love me some Antoine Winfield. He fits the mold of what D'Amico would like to. He fits it.
Okay, then it goes Mike Evans, Michael Pittman, Bryce Huff, Danielle Hunter.
See, Michael Pittman is a really...
I wouldn't mind Danielle Hunter.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Tyron Smith, Kyle Duggar.
Duggar's another one. He's a New England guy. He is a big... So Kyle Duggar's a really interesting one because he is... Now, I haven't watched him as much in the pros, but he is a big, long, physical, athletic, freaky, type of... height, weight, speed guy. I need to see a little bit more of how he, really study how he played and how they're playing him. But my guess is he's one of those guys that you could, if you had a good center fielder, you could bring him down around the line and cover tight ends with him and do a lot of fun things with him. So he's interesting.
Jonathan Greenard, they have 18th, which is a lot of respect for him, truth be told.
It is, but it isn't. When you look at the sack total he had, you would think he'd be even higher up.
Yeah, but like you said.
Maybe they get a discount on him. Maybe they do keep Greenard. Maybe he doesn't get what he's looking for.
And then Xavier McKinney is 20th.
Because think about this. Danielle Hunter, who are you taking? You got Hunter, Burns. Is there another edge you mentioned? I don't think
Josh
was.
Allen, but he's not going
to. Josh Allen, but Josh will get stuck. Brian Burns, we'll see. Danielle Hunter, and then you've got Greenard. Greenard is going to be on the... If he doesn't get first money, he's going to get second wave money, which he's not going to like. So his guy needs to do a deal as quickly as possible.
Bryce Huff as well.
Ooh, I love Bryce Huff. Really good off the edge. Fast rusher, young guy, extremely active, high pressure rate, like Bryce Huff. I loved him coming out of Memphis, and everyone else was sleeping on him. I gave him a good grade because you can see that juice. So he's got that juice that can really, I like Bryce Huff. I don't know how Bryce does against a run, but as a rusher, you'd like Bryce Huff.
Any chance they bring back DJ Reader? What about that?
I'm a DJ Reader fan.
Oh, yeah.
So he's had some. Let me check
how old is he now?
Well, I mean, they drafted him, I want to say, in 18 or 17.
Ugh.
Or maybe more. Now. He's 29. That's not bad for an interior defensive lineman.
No.
Let me check his. I feel like he missed some time last year. Let me check his games played.
And then you also need some corner help. I mean, there's some guys out there at the end of this. I mean,
yeah, you're saying
Kendall Fuller.
You need way more help than I than.
Yeah, you need a lot of help, dude.
Than you're comfortable with.
Well, how about they
so got... over the last? Here's DJ Reader. In 2020, he played 5 games during the COVID year. Played 15 in 21, which he only missed one game. In 2022, 17 game season, he played 10. This year, he played 14. So he's missed 10 games his last 2 years. Ain't great.
No.
I want guys playing. I'd like for him to play 16 to 17. That's my favorite.
They got Chase Young 36th on this list.
Disrespect.
Wow. From the number one overall pick. They got Josh Jacobs 39. Good. Put him down there. Good.
Boy, this is what this is telling me is I'm really interested. Some of their ratings may be relative to what they think they're going to get.
Maybe. They got Patrick Queen 42nd. Patrick Queen is a second team all pro.
A lot. You know, he started playing really well when Roquan got there.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of a follower. He's not an ace alpha. I thought he was in college, but when you saw how he played in the pros and then when Roquan came, you realize if you put a dog next to him, his dog comes out and he's a different player. Maybe with him and Christian. Man, there's some good players.
Za'Darius Smith is out there too.
God, he fits this.
49th. They
he's
got
a bully.
On this list.
You know, yeah. He's a bully.
I wouldn't mind him on the other side.
No, I don't know that you're going to have as much rush. He's more power rusher, but he fits. He fits what the kind of player that he's older too. But he fits the kind of player that D'Amico likes.
Yep.
Not as much juice.
713-780-3776.
Man, there's some good free agents.
Yes, there are. And they might be able to fill some in very nicely. I think they got to get a – they have to get a safety, they have to get a corner, and they have to get defensive line.
Would you break
the
bank for L.J. Sneed?
Nah. Well, you'd have two – you might have the best corners in the league then. You might have the best corners in the league.
I mean, if you really wanted to get aggressive, you could go say Winfield, L.J. Sneed. There's nothing.
Anything else?
Well, Sneed's not going to make $30 million a year. Like, you have $70 million. You got to sign some of your own guys. What you could do is you could go get one of those rushers. You go get a Bryce Huff. Go get a Bryce Huff and concentrate on, all right, Bryce Huff, Christian Wilkins, and Antoine Winfield, if you can make that happen, oh my gosh.
That's a lot. You're asking for a lot.
But I don't see why you can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that
you're
going
to. You could get Nico redone? I built what I consider to be a championship caliber.
Well, yeah, just with unlimited funds, apparently. You know, you think you're John Daspit now.
I mean, John Daspit will fire if he could. I promise you. He wants to build champions. He wants to build winners and championships and I was listening to another person who does Young Jazz from the box doing a spot for John Daspit. And she was like, she saw a wreck on the roadway. She said she rolled down her window and like, you need to get my boy Daspit. She goes, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have done that at that time. But I can tell you that I haven't yelled at anybody, but I tell you guys on a regular basis, you do need to go with John Daspit. John Daspit's personal injury lawyer here. The reason he's got the number one law firm, the biggest law firm, and the highest settlements is because John Daspit understands what goes into it. He understands that the insurance companies want you to settle very, very quickly because then as you continue to go through the process of, we just found this vertebrae issue. You may have to have a surgery. You may have to do this. You're going to have physical therapy for your leg so that you can get back to walking the right way. As they find more and more and more, it's like getting under the hood of a car. You find out more things the more you get into. The insurance company wants you to sign off, take the check, and you're done. Everything else is it's coming out of your pocket. John Daspit doesn't want that to happen. He wants to make sure that nothing comes out of your pocket, and they compensate you for your pain and suffering when you've been injured at the work site, out on the roadway, in the water, offshore, wherever you are. John Daspit's a guy who's going to fight for you and fight for your rights and make sure that you get a fair settlement. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. He wins big. DaspitLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Call now.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
Women bathing their dogs, in cut off jeans and t-shirts and with the soap. And you know how it gets all wet and in the water.
Yeah.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, 852 ESPN 975 and 925. Let's go. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. Anything that we've been talking about, you're more than welcome to, or anything else. What is it that you want to hear? It's a Friday, so it's a holiday show, pretty much. And we're here for you. Anything that you want. And actually, Monday is a holiday. Monday is President's Day. Yeah. No, the holiest of holidays. Don't give that look. Presidents are important too.
Ooh,
presidents are people too.
President's Day. Everyone hates presidents now. It doesn't matter.
No.
If he's not your president, you hate him, and you say, not my president. That's what you
say. There wasn't a time when we really loved presidents.
If you... It's been a while.
How long ago do you think that was?
President Obama? Everybody loved him.
That seems like you're misremembering.
Remember everybody loving him.
Everybody.
Did everyone love Trump?
Well, yes, he unified the country.
Does everybody
love
Biden?
I don't think there's any question. No question. Yeah, because he, stumbles and falls. Sometimes.
No.
That's fun.
People don't love him.
That's meme stuff. No. Meme culture likes it.
No, seriously, think back.
Did everyone love Obama?
I see a lot
did
of
everyone
people
love
sending
Bush?
Out
did
videos
everyone love
of him?
Clinton? It's been a long time since everyone loved. Like, you got to go back to one Nixon either. You got to go back to
Reagan.
I don't think everyone loved him.
Everybody loved Reagan.
There was a lot of prosperity. Kennedy.
Certain communities didn't love Reagan very much.
Not everybody loved Kennedy. I remember one person in particular.
A Brock Purdy lookalike?
No. The guy who shot him.
Who shot him?
Well, that's what
Brock Purdy lookalike.
Brock Purdy
lookalike. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
Oh, you believe he shot him?
No, no.
What? Lee Harvey Oswald, the lookalike. Not.
Was Lee Harvey Oswald was the one who shot who...
That's what I said.
Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald was supposed to be the gunman, and then Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald. Because Jack, I will admit, that all looks a little
shaky. A little suspicious?
when you add everything up, it's like, now, I also watched that crazy Oliver Stone movie.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln, everybody loved him.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
There was a lot of dissension.
A lot
actually.
Of people in the South.
Yeah.
Washington.
So your whole, at the
George
very
Washington.
Beginning.
What about Teddy Roosevelt? He was pretty
FDR.
Right?
Everybody loved FDR.
What about Truman?
Well, a lot of people didn't like some of the
FDR
New Deal
got
stuff.
Us the New Deal.
Not everyone loved the FDR New Deal stuff.
New Deal. New Deal got us out of a depression.
I know it did. Everyone should love him, but everyone did. There was boondoggling, which I used the word today.
Everybody loved Nixon.
Teddy was kind of a whip your ass. Teddy was one of the
bully.
So, Teddy looked like the guy from, he's Planters Peanut guy, I think.
Yeah,
but, Pringles guy.
No,
Pringles
from
guy
Monopoly.
Looks like Teddy. No, it's Pringles.
Oh yeah,
it's Pringles. Look, Pringles. I think they just stole.
Well, is Teddy Roosevelt on Mount Rushmore? Yes.
Yeah, I mean that's Teddy Roosevelt right there.
Yeah, it is.
With that mustache. No. No, he's not. Teddy Roosevelt isn't on Mount Rushmore. I think people loved Alexander Hamilton. He was a great president. Wasn't a president.
No.
It was a trick.
No.
It was a trick.
No, I know he wasn't. See.
But he ended up making the banking system and did some good raps. Sang well.
Raps?
Yep.
You're talking
in
about...
with the Skylar sisters?
You're talking about a Broadway show? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's based on a true story.
Can you name Mount Rushmore?
Washington.
Yeah.
Boom. Lincoln.
Yeah.
Boom. Your turn. You do the next
I thought
dude.
You had Roosevelt.
But Teddy Roosevelt was on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, it's Teddy, and it's also...
Thomas Jefferson.
It shouldn't have been Jefferson.
Who do you think should replace Jefferson
then? He was like, no, Teddy Roosevelt's not on Mount Rushmore.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Just straight up...
Did I say that?
Yes.
You might have. I don't know.
I don't remember even
you
talking about
You said that
Rushmore.
Like about a minute ago. I said, he's on Mount Rushmore. He wrote, no, he's not.
No. I was saying, no. We were talking about New Deal. You said Teddy Roosevelt,
Teddy
New Deal.
Roosevelt.
FDR is New Deal.
I know that. I said FDR.
Well, I was talking about FDR, New
so
Deal.
So who should be?
I wasn't talking about
So
Mount
who should
Rushmore.
Play? You've objected.
Andrew Jackson. Hold on. Hear me out. He had a huge
the one
party.
Who was.
Huge party the day of his inauguration. They blew out the whole White House. Andrew Jackson had this. That's what I remember from school. Monster party. People were up in his bathtub doing stuff. Like, that guy threw a massive party at the White House. It got totally out of control. Put him up there.
Well, now, every He was the first impeached, right?
What about JQA?
So now every president gets impeached now.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah, he's on $10 bill. That's pretty cool.
That's not bad. That's not bad. It's President's Day.
I'm not putting Taft's big ass up there.
All you doing is putting his head up there, not his whole body.
Yeah.
Because his head would be like, ugh.
Do you want to see?
Plus, he was terrible.
Do you want to see the Bob Marley story?
I would watch a documentary before I watch a biopic. Like, I don't know. I don't care as much about when you have to play. Like, just like, I thought Will Smith did an incredible job as Muhammad Ali, but still didn't do anything. But I know Ali. Like, you can't fake Ali. You couldn't fake a Mike Tyson. When I look at the Bob Marley story, I'm interested in the Bob Marley story, but I can also find it on a documentary that's out and have real footage. I don't need some actor I've never heard of doing Bob Marley stuff. Do I care?
I don't know. But you never know what's true and what's not true when it's a movie.
You want to see it?
Yeah, probably.
They'll take some liberty sometime.
Yeah, they always do. Let's get Pena in here. Hey, Pena.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Lance, I wanted to ask you a draft question. Have you heard anything or do you know anything about A.D. Mitchell and Javion Sanders from Texas? Thanks, have a great day.
Yeah, it looks like a second-round pick. Big. He got a lot better. It's funny, when I watched his tape from last year at Georgia, he was a little more passive. This year, he's a little more aggressive. And we know he's got great size. I think he's going to run okay. I don't know that he's going to be blazing fast. I think he's going to be more like a high 4.4 guy, maybe right at about 4.5, but he can win the ball in the air. He just needs to be a little more aggressive in the catch space, and I think his best football is ahead of him. So I'm kind of high on him. I got a second-round grade on him. I think that's where he goes. It's an interesting draft for teams who need running backs. I mean, wide receivers. Do you think the Texans need a wide receiver, John?
Yes.
The second round is where you can get some good wide receivers. This is going to be really good value in
the second round. See them extend Nico. And I would, yes, they need another one. Robert Woods.
No. Robert Woods, no good. No. Noah Brown, no good. It's not good enough. We need something better.
Yeah.
And I do think you can draft. You can go free agency if you want. But if you draft it, there's actually Ladd McConkey will be a second roundie. Ricky Pearsall. Now, these are guys who are slots.
Ladd McConkey would be sweet.
But Ladd is Ladd's a good player. There's a kid named Javon Baker out of UCF who will be a day two wide receiver who came from Alabama and then transferred over. He's a really interesting prospect. Roman Wilson could be in the second round. Like, there's some A.D. Mitchell being in the second round. I don't have any interest in Xavier Worthy. You can't have 260-pound guys on your roster just at the same position. You just can't. I mean, I can't. What if they collided, knocked each other out for the year? Because somebody missed a route assignment, and they bang, and they're both out for the year because 260-pound guys ran in and smacked. I need my tank wrapped in bubble wrap because that guy's hella important.
Xavier Worthy.
They say Xavier Worthy.
You ever
going to
let it go?
No, but
never.
The Xavier.
Never. He's never going to let it go.
But, you know, Xavier was also like a huge pain in the ass with the NIL stuff at Texas. He didn't show up to stuff. I had somebody who talked to the collective who said, you probably don't want to get Xavier. He's not going to show up. You don't want to do that. I mean, he'll take your money.
Yeah, okay.
He will take your money. Okay. Now, will he show up? You know, we'll see.
You know who won't take?
I don't want any disruptions with my Texans and my Rockets.
Nope.
If you're going to be a disruptive guy, I don't want you there. We're trying to get these guys up.
That's all right. I know who won't take all your money, and that's HRMP. HRMP is going to do a job for you. They're going to do a job correctly. They're going to do a job with the technology that's second to none. HRMP is going to do your payroll perfectly. We just got paid, as a matter of fact. This week, we get paid 1st and 15th, and it's always a fantastic. And it doesn't matter if it's you know, if it's salaried people, if it's commissioned people, if it's hourly, whatever the case may be, they're going to make sure that it's perfect every single time. And again, the technology is second to none. We have a person of one, Laura Beavers, who does all of our stuff, and we have a bunch of employees, and yet it's just, it can't be smoother, and it's all because of HRMP. And then when we have any HR issues, they're there as well. They also handle, you know, they make sure that we get our 401ks and our insurance and all of that stuff. But what they do is they give us choices on that stuff, which is best for our business, as opposed to sticking you with, like, the other admin companies. They have something that they want you to take because they're behind it, because it's theirs. Well, HRMP does payroll. They do HR. That's it. My friends, you're looking for a payroll company? Got them. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Odin Finch.
Odin Finch.
I'm Odin Finch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.